Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Ryan Hoppy and Patsit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Oh my God, Pharaoh. I'm no longer in Illinois. Woohoo! You feel that?
Well, welcome back to the trenches.
I know, dude. Only thing I miss about Illinois was the fact that it's like 85 degrees out, but there's a little bit of a breeze if you're in the shade, which there's no breeze here, and my family. But besides that, I have so much to get into about this trip to Chicago. First of all, if you want to get in contact with us, it's 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. If you're watching live on Hoppy TV, you can call. And if you're listening on demand, which... we'll be returning to the radio soon. You can always leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on air. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Let me tell you, first of all, as I continue to manifest money, I don't think I want to have kids, but I definitely want to be in one of those relationships where you travel with like a significant other, you know?
Listen, I do it all the time. You see me going out to all these different places throughout the year, and I strongly recommend it, especially when you're going with somebody that you know you can trust in these situations. It's an amazing process.
I'm not trying to sound clingy or needy, but there's definitely something nice about traveling with a significant other. A part of me like felt kind of lonely on the airplane, and I know that's like weird energy to put out, but like it's just weird because like you're around a bunch of like people you don't know. And then, like, I'm 6 and a half, not 6 and a half, I'm like 6'9", 6'10". So, like, I barely fit in a chair in that.
Yeah, you should have definitely gotten first class.
When you're working in radio, all you can afford is that priority, or not even priority, whatever it is. It's just the basic.
The back seats.
The row 23D. By the way, how do I word this? People are so pretentious in Illinois. Like, there's all these flaws with Illinois, the high taxes, the crime, everything. Everything's expensive. People are a little more rude. But then, like, when you talk about the great parts of Florida, they're in denial that Illinois sucks. So they go, oh, you have bad education. Or, oh, you got an awful governor. Like, whatever you think about that, we also have nice weather, even when it's hot out. We got cheaper drinks. Like today, I went to downtown St. Pete. I went to the downtown of where I live, my city, St. Pete. Paid $2 for parking. I go to downtown Chicago. Did you hear how much I paid for parking for 2 hours? I went on a date, and I'll talk about that in a second. It was a weird date. I'm going to tell you right now, though. How much do you think I paid for 2 hours to park in a parking garage?
2 hours in a parking garage.
In Chicago.
In Chicago. Okay. My guess is going to be $7.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
So you think per hour or altogether? $7.
Per hour, $7.
Seven times four. 29. And if we're on the radio, I wouldn't swear, but $29 fucking dollars per hour.
What?
Uh-huh. For a city. Okay, so let me describe it. I was swiping right on everybody on Bumble like I usually do. And man, when girls are asking why you're in town or whatever, and you tell them, oh yeah, I'm visiting family, and they're like, what do you do for a living? There's this new trait. I mean, I know there's a lot of scumbags in radio that don't really represent the business well, you know? But what I'm saying is, whenever I would tell girls up there, oh yeah, I work in radio, there was this weird energy, bro. They would be like, oh, I don't listen to the radio. I'm like... okay, like that would be like talking to somebody who cooks food and you're like, oh, I don't eat hamburgers. Like, it's kind of rude. Like, I'm not trying to be sensitive, but like down here, people are like, oh, that's cool that you're chasing your dream, or I listen to the radio, or oh, can you teach me more about it? Well, but up there, the girls were just like, oh, listen to the radio. Sorry. Like, Jesus.
Chicago women sound like they're a little rougher. You know, they kind of sound like New York women. Like, they're a little, you know what I'm saying, on the rougher side.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. And they all want relationships. All want relationships. Okay, so here's what happened. I swiped on this 49-year-old.
Well, listen, before we even start with the 49-year-old story, let's not forget that you left Florida to go see your family in Chicago. And was it Illinois? Indiana?
Illinois. Not Illinois.
Illinois.
Even though there is a lot of noise in Illinois.
Okay, so you left Florida to go check out Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
And you still went out there and managed to find time to be a whore. I think you thought we were going to like skip over that part, but we weren't.
My man, why are you doing that to me?
Listen, it's just because you're always being a dog. You're always being a dog. And it's just like you're active 24/7.
Okay. So let me describe it real quick. I'm telling you right now, my mom goes to bed at 8 o'clock, and all my friends growing up are all either married or they're just going to bed at 8 o'clock. Like, that's a weird thing, is everybody goes to bed early in Chicago.
I can't do that.
Early to me is midnight, but I'm telling you right now, nobody out there likes to have a good time. Nobody out there is a dog. But the dog in me, that's not my dog. I have a cat. The dog in me was like, I need to just swipe right on Bumble. And so I matched with this 49-year-old, like usual. Older women love me. I don't know what she looked like. She kind of looked like a thick, chubby Luann from King of the Hill.
I don't even know how to picture that.
Do you know who Luann is?
I remember King of the Hill. Is that the main wife?
No, Luann is the blonde cousin of Hank Hill that he takes care of legally. I'll show you. So I go downtown, and she's like, meet me at this place called Sir Rives or whatever. It's a part of the Virgin Hotel. And let me tell you, how much do you think a Red Bull and vodka, and she got like some sort of mixed drink, how much do you think a Red Bull and vodka, if you're watching Hoppy TV,
the size of this?
Barely anything. How much you think that with a lot of ice was?
Well, if you were paying about $29 for parking, I'm going to guess about $20 for that drink.
Altogether, $52.
For two drinks?
Yes, sir.
No tip included?
Well, it was about $47. I gave him a $5 tip.
Wow. So you had to pay first?
What do you mean?
Like, you had to pay for the drinks first. Like, she didn't buy her drink, or like, she didn't buy the first round.
I was trying to get laid, so I was trying to be nice.
Yeah. Now you're, are you $50 down the drain?
Well, here's the thing. I got a lot of birthday money because I have a lot of nice family members, and I just got paid, so I'm doing okay with money. But it was one of the things that, like, earlier in that week, I went to Park and Rec in downtown Tampa, or downtown St. Pete, with my friend David Pezza, who's a local DJ. I play his song Brunch on here. And I got three great Red Bull and vodkas, one party pouch, that like Capri Sun alcohol thing, and a Jack and Coke, and four tacos for $50. Like, I'm cool with having a good time and going out and paying for it. But when it's two drinks and then you're not even hooking it up, go F yourself, man.
That's a Chicago life for you.
So this woman brings her two friends.
Oh.
And she was like Latino. She was like white Latino because she talked very Latino. And her friends were Hispanic too. I don't know what ethnicity. I want to be careful with that. And let me tell you, her one friend got stood up and her other friend was just joining to have fun. If her friends were not there, I so would have got laid.
It sounds to me like you were almost in an orgy.
Oh, no, no, no. These women are older. They're probably going through menopause where they don't want to have sex. Because the two women looked so jealous that me and this girl were vibing. And the funny part was, there's this thing that we need to talk about, America, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Not every guy is Jeffrey Dahmer. Not every guy, because you watch murder movies and murder podcasts, not every guy is a creep. Here is the problem I have noticed recently. Well, before I get into the thing called C-blocking, are you the type of friend if you're with a female friend or you're with a male friend, if you can tell they're about to hook up and that the vibe's going well at the club, do you let them be? I have literally left events because I'm at Park and Rec and I'll be drunk or whatever, or I'll be at a friend's house, and I know my friend is trying to get laid, and I'm such a, my friends tell me I'm the best. I will leave. I go, you go get wet. I will go home and get wet by myself. It's fine. It'll take a while because I had a lot of whiskey. But you go and do your thing. I've noticed this trend recently that women that are out with their other friends, if they don't have a man, they're jealous of their one friend for talking to somebody. And then they'll be like, oh, don't go home with that guy. He's a creep. Or don't go. And this is happening to a lot of guys. They always find excuses like, oh, don't go home with him. You just met him. Like, huh? If the vibe is good, you got to trust the person at some point.
Yeah, I mean, yo, like, there's always that one friend that's, you know, always playing the hater card.
And to be her honest, her friends were definitely haters.
Well, it's always the big friend that's always like wants to play, you know, the
big personality. You mean easy cat?
No. It's always the big friend who wants to play security. Mm-hmm. Wants to tell the homegirl,
yeah,
who's vibing, who's getting, you know, the most interaction, what to do and what not to do, you know? Because we got to be honest, if the friend was that cute, should be getting some interaction.
Well, here's the thing. Was the friend wasn't even bad looking. She just had like a rotten attitude, like very negative. And me and this girl were vibing or whatever. Okay. So she lived in Skokie, which is about 20 minutes outside of the city. I live about 40 minutes. So I could have driven home, gone and then gone home. But she's like, my friends will only leave if I leave with them. I'm like, okay. So I ended up not really ditching her, but I'm like, I'm not going to pay for another $29 for parking just to not get laid. And the city was getting a little sketchy. It takes until about 2 a.m. for Ybor or St. Pete to get sketchy to me. Man, bro, 12:30, there was all these, I don't want to say they were gangbangers, but I saw like guns in that, like in their pocket. And they're like, trying to do my proper impersonation. Y'all want to fuck with me? They'll fuck with you. And they're like yelling at 7-Eleven. And the funniest part was I was the only white dude in there. And there's like maybe 15 people in there. And they're all yelling. And then it's my turn to go to the counter. And I bought a few drinks and snacks. And then, of course, this woman I'm out with just throws in a large Reese's Pieces and then a bag of chips. Like, oh, yeah, pay for this, too. Even though you're not going to get laid or I'm never going to talk to you again, just pay $8 for this because it's airport prices, essentially, in Chicago. So I'm at the checkout buying it. And all the people that are yelling at each other, they see that I'm like there and I'm innocent. And they're like, hey, what's up, man? Talking out Caucasian. It was hilarious.
Listen, I couldn't take nothing light in Chicago. Chicago is a beautiful city.
Used to be.
Well, I mean, let's not knock it out. You know, the fact that it's still an amazing city. Does it have its bad thing like other cities? Yes.
The problem is, and this goes with all ethnicities, so this isn't me targeting one, but the bad people in the city are beginning to flock to the parts that used to be safe. It used to be, if you wanted to be around sketchballs and scumbags of any ethnicity, you would go to the South Side or West Side. Now it's like you're in downtown Chicago near the Trump Tower in like the rich neighborhood, and there's people like, hey, you got any money? I said to the guy, I have absolutely nothing to give to you, man. And he got all mad.
Let's highlight it. It's the gangbangers. It's the gangbangers in Chicago that have taken over. And, yeah, and let's be honest, you know, everybody hears it on the news. The crime rate in Chicago is extremely high.
And I used to defend the city. In the middle of the 2010s, I was like, hey, that city's great. It deserves all the hate it gets.
So you're saying that the city has lost itself with the crime and with the vibes.
The Chicago Cubs winning in 2016 was the end of the city because the Cubs never won. It took 108 years. And ever since then, it's just, there's nothing to root for. I paid $58 to park for 2 hours in a city where I almost got jumped. Go fuck yourself.
So actually, let's touch back on this parking situation. So did you rent a car? Did you borrow somebody's car?
I used my mom's car.
Okay. Okay, so you were out and about in the city.
It was kind of fun, though. Like, there was a lot of hip-hop radio. So I was, you know, driving around listening to the radio. It was fun.
Yeah, I mean, and you were telling me about how hip-hop is, I mean, hip-hop radio is so advanced and in such a different tune than we see right here.
I was listening to Power 92, DJ Ferris, who makes a lot of songs. He is the one that first played Twista and Kanye West on air. And I heard some artists, I Shazammed a few, that you don't hear in Florida. It's very Chicago. They play a lot of the drill and the Chirac music. And it's definitely a pump-up vibe. Like, you're driving through the city. And the best thing I heard was called 104.3 Jams. And they played nothing but throwback hip-hop. And oh my God, I'm driving through the city. I almost said shitty. Shitty too. I was driving through the shitty city and they're playing like Ashanti and Jay-Z, Show Me What You Got, and Lean With It, Rock With It, and then Creep by TLC. Bro, I was bumping it. I was just like, hell yeah.
So we're talking about like 2000 vibes.
90s, 2000s only. Oh, and man. Early 2010s.
That's like, when hip-hop was just an amazing era.
Like, they played Disclosure by Sam Smith, and I was just thinking about being 19 again. It's the only Sam Smith song I like.
So let's talk about when you were over there, the trip. Were you able to smoke? Were you able to not smoke? How easy is it to smoke?
I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you! Okay. So my mom has accepted that I partake, allegedly. So only in Florida, because if you're listening in another city, it's only in Florida, not just in Florida, but only in Florida do we have medical. We don't have recreational, only medical. And up north in Illinois, they have both medical and recreational. And I was super excited, bro. I was like, yes, I finally get to try recreational. So I just had some money. I just got paid. So you know what? I'm gonna get some flour. It's going to be great. For example, today, I got a graham cracker, a gram of graham crackers, and a graham cracker vape. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking a keyword. For $70. I got a lot of graham crackers. I got 1 gram of it. You know what I'm saying? For $70. Up in Illinois, 4 pre-rolls. And half a graham cracker vape, $110.
Wow.
And there's no points. And the taxes is like $12. It's a disgrace what Illinois has become. And if you bring it up to anybody from Illinois, they get defensive because they know that they want to leave. Like, all my mom's friends are either moving to Nashville or North Carolina or Florida. And it's because the politicians ruined everything, bro. It was once a great city. There is no pride there. It's all living in the past. Like, even what was the discussion in my backyard when we had the birthday party for me? I'm saying this as if you were there. The discussion was Michael fucking Jordan. That was a lifetime ago. Oh, wow, we're going to talk about Michael Jordan and that? That would be like here if you were to talk about Warren Sapp every day or talk about when the Rays first came to Tampa, like something from 25 years ago.
Yeah, so you're saying there's pretty much nothing innovative in Chicago and nothing innovative in Illinois.
No. And, like, the problem is the only thing to do there is to eat. That's the only thing that's really good. And I don't get scatological on the show. I'm not a big fan of poop humor. I think it's the lowest brow. But let me tell you, I took more shits in Illinois than I've taken all year. So much pizza, so much wings, so much ice cream, so much whiskey, especially the whiskey. I must have gone to the bathroom 18 times.
In the whole week?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I usually go 3 times, and I'm not trying to be gross. But you got to think. And the pizza is like thin crust, and it's delicious because deep dish is for tourists that think they're being Chicago. Let's say you eat a half a pizza, and that's what fills you up. It's 2,900 calories.
One slice.
For a half a pizza. And it's really, it's like thin crust. You got to eat a lot to fill up.
Okay. So a half a pizza meaning like a whole pie.
Yeah.
Okay.
2,900 calories. Now, like if you get New York pizza, all of a sudden you're good. The computer, our computer just turned off. Did it turn off or did it not turn off? Let me see here. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494. Oh my God, the screen didn't turn off. So we're having computer problems here. And the screen, I think because I hadn't touched it for 20 minutes and played a news clip, it fell asleep. And I thought we lost everything. And I was like, we just did the best content ever. I think the computer turning off is a sign from the universe. Because today is the full moon or whatever. There's not a full moon, but this woman I'm talking to named Angie, she's awesome. She told me it's like a new moon today. It's a new universe, and you got to put out the energy you want. And now is the universe saying to me that they're getting sick and tired of me talking about Chicago, and now we got to move on.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
So this is a song from Chicago from 2007. New World Hustle with Fresh.
Hold up, know what now? Millions in the folder, I show ya how. It's a soldier, I'm Colin Powell. I'm spinning over, low what? Getting more bucks, dipping in the Porsche Force. Got my head tripping in this Porsche truck. And I'm skeet, skeet, spitting to a bus. I'm a star, she ain't trying to get a Porsche. I'm fresh, falling to the death. 3-point range, following my steps. Lear, plane, calling from a jet. I could go from Rome to Guatemala in a sec. I spent 100 on the wrist, another 100 on the chain. I'm so, so fresh, money ain't a thing. No, we ain't Jermaine, but one up in the same. And the sun up in the blame, making sunny in the rain.
My house is everything that come out my mouth is. We G-O-U-G-I-E. We G-O-U-G-I-E. My charm is, my chain is, necklace, my watch and my rings is. We G-O-U-G-I-E.
My flow so fresh like hot bread. And from a slice of the loaf I break bad. And if I want it that bad, I'll take that. A few people from a pad gon' hate that. Ain't that true? Big Dame and that's cool. DJ Smooth Killer, what you won't do? See, I'm the rude boy of the big thing dollar. Spit shiny track, my flow and polish. Hydro, I got it. Blow old the chronic. Blow holes through the suckers that know who. Ever supposed to even take it. Two, running they whole crew, making work a stroll too. You see, you will lay with her, I just play with her. Give me an hour, homie, you can spend the day with her. You take a shot and spend your money just to stay with her. She on the knees, homie, I ain't about to pray with her.
My car is, my house is, everything that come out my mouth is. Re-G-O-U-G-I-E.
Tell me about it. What? Oh, yeah. This was Fresh by New World Hustle. 17 years old. The age of my cousin that I hung out with is the same age of this song. Quite frightening. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. What's going on? I didn't necessarily go to brunch when I was in Illinois, but I had a lot of food, man. I finally feel clear of it. And I miss this song. Take it away, David. Well, actually, the woman, not David.
Can I get a table for 8, please?
What about 9?
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let me tell you what's up. Betches love brunch.
This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra 9, the best kava and kratom around. By the way, Pharaoh, I was able to go to a few different smoke shops, and they had Mitra up there. Woo! Got my kava and kratom.
Listen, did you get to meet any new people in those places, make new connections, maybe some new sponsors on the way?
I will tell you right now, there's a disconnect with the smoke shops in Florida and the smoke shops in Illinois. And the disconnect is I have met so many people at smoke shops or at kava bars. I tried to talk to the people in Illinois there, and it's more like going to a retail. They weren't very friendly. Nothing was friendly up there. Everybody was like cold. Like, nobody was like, oh, wow, you're buying 8 Mitras. What's that for? Like, people here would, like, want to talk to you. It sucked.
Well, pretty much what you're saying is that there's no kava culture over there, and it's just kind of growing.
Yeah. Well, you got to make the kava culture grow. If you're listening in Illinois, go to mitra-9.com. There you can use the keyword Hoppy at checkout, or you can type in your zip code and see where you can get it. This has also been brought to you by the best CBD Delta 8 honey around. DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy to save 20%. Also, this is being brought to you by Astro Bleem Hemp Lemonade. Astro Bliss over at ASTROBLEME.com. Use keyword Hoppy. Save 20%. I don't know if you notice this trend. I say this every time. But I am here to hook you up. We need to relax. This planet is losing its mind. But then again, I guess all you got to do, the joke's so old, is take someone's cell phone.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And now for something completely different.
We have so much to get into. I am so excited to be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I saw this headline here, Farrah. And this goes with the topic I talked about earlier of C-blocking. Which, before I get into this headline about serial killers, I need to get into this. Because we didn't properly get into the annoying part of C-blocking. Listen. If the female or whatever gender it is, it doesn't really happen with dudes, to be honest. If the girl is really digging the guy, Farrah, let them leave. You got to have trust at some point. You don't want to be the jealous brat that goes, oh, I'm not getting laid, so she shouldn't get laid. It's annoying. And it's really happening recently. I've noticed a lot of people are talking about it.
So pretty much what you're saying is we need a friendship alert. Ladies, if you're out there with a homegirl that looks better than you, relax, sit back, kind of go to the bar, go talk to another guy. Like, you didn't go to the club to be security guards. Let your friend get laid. Why don't you get laid?
And it's also like, if you have a dark, creepy vibe, I get it. But look at me. I'm the most innocent mother effer ever. I'm tall, but I'm uncoordinated. What am I? The only thing I'll do is pipe her down really well. Like, I'm not going to get out of here. And I've heard everybody talking about this recently. I don't know if it's because, like, we're getting older and, like, women are beginning to want to, like, you know, settle down in that. Because it's different, too. Like, when you're on dating apps, girls are like, oh, are you just looking for a hookup? I'm looking for a relationship. Like, one girl DM'd me the other day. She was like, I'm not following you on Instagram because of your radio career. I'm following you because I want to go on a date. And I go, oh, trust me, radio is lame. You are not. What a smile. And she goes, I'm not joking around. I probably won't be your fan. I'm looking for a date. I blocked her. I went, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, if you're looking for a relationship and you're on Tinder.
Or Bumble.
I was going to go to Bumble. Tinder,
yes.
Bumble, or any of these, you know, apps that are pretty much hookup apps.
Yes.
It's not real, you know, like, you're not going to find real love looking at it and at an app.
If you do find real love, because you could find real love on these dating apps. The problem is the real love will always lead to a bad breakup. Because it's like you're forcing it. You're just swiping. It's so bizarre. Because in 2016 through 18, dude, it was so easy. People were like, I remember I lived in this ghetto apartment, bro. This ghetto apartment. And I would have girls go, what's your address? I'll come over. And it would be beautiful. I got to be going through a box of condom a month. Like, it was beautiful. Now it's like, I'm not saying I'm on a dry spell because I'm doing fine. But it's like everybody like wants to have a relationship, which that's the best part about the dating apps, is I pay for the thing where with the filter it says don't want kids. Because the worst is when you're vibing with a girl and she's like 31 or 32. She's like, oh, do you want kids? And you go, no, I don't really want kids. And they're like, oh, well, sorry. And it's like you made all the work happen.
I mean, let's just be honest. The app off rip, you're looking at somebody through looks and a bio. That's not real connection. You have to meet somebody really to really find out who they are. So it's just kind of like, I don't know, women. And I know every time I say something, it goes downhill.
Oh, no. Fair. No.
I was going to keep it PG-13.
All right, keep it PG-13.
Just because I've been trying to work on myself.
I'm glad. And I'm glad because I was gone for 4 days, you were able to kind of think a little bit.
Yes. I think probably I turned to a new leaf. But women, you can't go to these dating apps expecting to find the love of your life, your Prince Charming.
It could happen, but it has to begin with fun. It's a hookup app. How are you supposed to know if you're going to be intimate? It makes no sense. People are losing their mind. Are we even supposed to be monogamous?
I don't even say, no. Don't even say people. It's women. I feel like let's not. I feel like we're always trying to protect, you know, the gender roles and stuff like that. Women, it's you guys. Y'all are in these apps trying to find marriages, trying to find a 7 foot tall, a rich guy making $1 million a year.
I have 1/3 of that,
you know, and it's just like, yeah, it's possible. It's possible, but it's not realistic. The percentages of that happening is at least between the ranges of 1-5%. So just be realistic. And bringing a friend to a date, I understand, but at the same time, that's weird. I'm sorry.
Could you imagine if I brought you to a date? Hey, I want to bring my boy Pharaoh. Like,
no, not even that. You didn't even bring one friend.
You brought two.
You brought two.
And you're a cop.
And you're a cop, like
you could probably beat my ass
and shoot me.
You never know in Chicago, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. So, ladies, I'm sorry, y'all get donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day. I interviewed him 7 years ago, Charlemagne. He was super cool, bro.
No, definitely, man, Charlemagne.
I have so much. He's my favorite hip hop talk show host.
He's definitely a pioneer because
Ebro's a dork.
Ebro, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Most respect to you. But I feel like Charlemagne is still the pioneer.
Because he's very similar to Howard Stern in the way he does things. And he's not fake. He keeps it real.
He keeps it real. And he talks shit in front of your face. That's how you really love somebody, because they keep it 100.
Pornhub's in a little bit of trouble.
Ooh, what's going on?
Okay. We need to be careful with how we discuss this. Because it says here, Pornhub promotes woman executive Alexandra Kakisi. I want to see if she has any videos later. The head up marketing after a damning report claims site was fueling sexual exploitation of women and children. Pornhub's new parent company has promoted a top female executive in a bid to make the site more respectable to the mainstream audience. Because of publications, including allegations of publishing revenge porn and child sex abuse. I will only watch the high production porn where the woman looks like she's 35. Because when you've been on Pornhub in the past, I don't know if you've noticed this, some of those girls look like they're 16, bro. Like, you look at the thumbnail and you're like, absolutely not. Not only does it look like a trash camera, but you don't look like you're even 20. It always creeps me out. That's why I go to Spank Bang.
I don't know, but I feel like these high production ones, they're too fake. I need the.
I love it.
I
love the 45 minutes of every position.
I need the VHS type. You know what I'm saying? Like the real at home. You know, like it's more authentic. It's more real. There's more feelings into it.
I do like that they're beginning to leak OnlyFans videos, so you kind of feel like you're intimate. Like, because I will say, when it's like one of the I'm banging my brother or doing this or that, it's goofy. But like when it's like at like a nice hotel that you could probably afford, you're able to, and it's a POV, you're able to like put yourself into the body of like, yeah. But when it's like Adam 22, like, oh yeah, listen to my podcast, bro. I would never do it. What if I did OnlyFans and I was like, how Adam 22 promotes himself on his porn? I'm like, yeah, listen to Hoppy Hour.
That'd be crazy. And you do have the connections to start the OnlyFans. So let's not forget about that.
I do have that. It's just, I don't think I want to do that. I want to do it with the people in the video, but not on video. You know what I'm putting out there?
You're saying pretty much you don't want to be recorded.
Nah. Because I'm not very coordinated. It would be it would go viral. I could see myself being a top 1%. It's like the 1%. You know how they all brag about that?
Yo, and that makes no sense to me because so many people post that they're on the top 1%. How many percentages are there?
I was about to say that. You read my mind. We've been reading each other's mind a lot today. I think about that too. I go, there must be a lot of 1%.
No, because what's the girl that comes by and she makes about $40,000 right now?
Which girl?
The one that hangs out with Babs.
This is Mystical?
Mystical. Yeah. Shout out to Mystical. Hoppy Radio loves you.
I want to go on a date with you, please.
Listen,
sounds a little desperate.
She's super talented. She's making about $40,000, about $40,000 a month. Dude,
did you see those pictures of her at FetishCon?
I didn't.
Yeah! You gotta follow her, bro. I was in Illinois during FetishCon. I'm gonna start going to porn conventions because I'm teaming up with the Tokyo-ish podcast, mm-hmm. and we're doing a lot of collaborations.
It's about to get spicy.
My dirty 30s, bruh!
Dirty 30.
But going back to Mythical, what were you saying about her?
Yo, so, I mean, a woman like that making that type of money, I believe, you know, top 1%. But I be seeing these roaches on my on my story saying, oh, buy my $3 OnlyFans. I'm on top 1%. Girl, what?
Roaches, bro.
You are not top 1% material.
And then they do those videos by themselves where they're playing, and then it's a dirty room. It's you're not a 1%.
Not even that. It's just...
You're a Pinellas Park. You're a Pinellas Park 1%.
No, you're a roach, a.k.a. 1%.
My first girlfriend one time told me, in high school, I was the Kim Kardashian of Pinellas Park, and I should have dumped her then.
Yeah, after she said that, you should have known what type of
scumbag literally
she
when
was.
when you mix the word Pinellas Park and Kim Kardashian, it's not a good mix. 856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. That was the one girlfriend that I did make up with. I went on a date with her 4 years ago and we swiped on Tinder again, and she was like, all the people you surround yourself with in radio are all going to regret it later on in life and have a lot of explaining to do to their kids. And in the moment, I was like, no, they're not. And then time goes by and you go, yeah, they will.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Made that music.
Mary Jane's fly. I don't smoke no Reggie. I don't smoke no mid. I'm always fucking high. So much we might have kids. And why you babysitting the blunt? That's that shit I don't like. I'm looking for one of these bad bitches to come ride me like a turnpike on some real shit. I'm a pothead. Please don't blow my high, man. Look into my eyes and it look like I'm from Thailand. I am smoking on that gas. Light should be on Cinemax. Smoking on that OG and that double R. I'm real relaxed. I smoke so much kill, they call me killer. Man, I'm on that strong bodybuilder. Like that shit and pass it. My white girl on that acid. But me, I'm on that kush. That kush. Don't you?
And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers.
Yeah,
Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers.
Don't play for me.
And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers.
That kush. That kush. That kush.
That kush. That kush. That kush.
That kush. That kush. That kush.
That kush. That kush.
Mary Jane's flowers.
Bouquet, and by the look at my paint, man, it's a wonderful spray. Sucker tryna fuck my high up on a sucker free day. I told that sucker park your whip, cause this a sucker free lane. Harry Hoover, Hussein, kick ass weed, Wu-Tang. B's for big on the Bentley. can't squeeze through lanes. Raw papers in Jamaica, eat some Aki Roller Acre. I be hippie blitz, trippy sticks, activate the vapors. And this anthrax wax, give you asthma attacks. I'm a smoker, use a choker, gone and pass that back. Lighting weed, that's my dope style. Eyes lower than my profile. This ain't hit your lung, your cough both out.
And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. That kush, that kush, that kush, that kush, that kush, that kush, that kush. That
Kush,
Mary Jane's flowers. And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers.
Huh. Pushing the swisher, couldn't be sweeter. I'm talking P80 mine, the THC off meter. I spark them up in the theater. Huh. Clouds so thick, heavy on real estate. House show bitch, black bottle for boss. I'm burning like Biggie, Bob Marley and Ziggy. My niggas, we run the city. It's a very thin line, you can candy paint mine. All I want is Chevys and the best cush I could find. 60 in the bank, another 100 on my mind. When we started out with Reggie, we were barely getting dimes. We were barely getting dimes. Now all we fuck is dimes.
And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers. And I got a big bouquet of Mary Jane's flowers.
Yeah.
Mary Jane's flowers. Mary Jane's flowers.
I'm on that kush. That kush. That kush.
That kush. That kush. That kush.
And you know we on that kush. That kush. That kush. And you know we on that kush.
Ah, I feel like I'm back in high school again, or college.
We ain't smoking on that kush.
Oh, man. That was before Lil Wayne lost a lot of his brain cells and was not the same. Man, Lil Wayne until like 2015, I feel like his last really good song was Rich as F.
Oh, yeah, with 2 Chainz?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm glad you even played this type of song because it just brought back so much memory just hearing, you know, Lil Wayne.
Like, good Lil Wayne.
The good Lil Wayne before he had, like, 8 seizures for drinking lean.
And then he made, like, 8 albums in the last 5 years that are all garbage.
It's sad.
But you know who's never going to have that happen to him? Is Romeo. Oh, yeah. Whenever I play Romeo, that's because I'm telling you that WestchasePrinting.com is the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. Go there and use keyword Hoppy at checkout to save on the best printing products around. This is also being brought to you by CounselingOnCall.net. I talked to my shrink this week and he really helped me out. Go to counselingoncall.net and tell them I sent you. Before I say some more things, let's let the beat drop. Every time, bro. This is also being brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. The best barber around at richkbarber.com. Over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Go there after going to richkbarber.com. Sign up for the appointment and tell them I sent you. We're going to come back and wrap up this show right after this.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And now for something completely different.
Listen to Hoppy Hour at any time, anywhere. Search Hoppy Radio on all major streaming platforms.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
So, Pharaoh, we promoted it in between the commercial breaks, but we didn't promote it to everybody listening right now. Explain. Let me get some party music first. Let's see if I have anything. Explain. This upcoming weekend, not upcoming, in a few weeks, Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend is on its way. We're about 2 weeks, 2 weeks and a half away.
My Dirty 30s.
The Dirty 30, a.k.a. Hobby Weekend, is loading up.
And we're going to look back on this in 10 years when we blow up, which we're close to blowing up. But what I'm saying is we're going to look back and be like, man, now it's time for the gross 40s. September 1st. Well, first of all, we need to talk about this on air because the best radio is when you make plans on air. September 1st, I'm going to downtown St. Pete for First Friday. You want to come?
I actually can't because Rod Wave will be having his Rod Wave and Friends concert right here in Emily.
So what I'll do Friday, September 1st, is hang out with my like St. Pete friends. Saturday,
for sure.
September 2nd, are you doing 1701?
I will definitely be at 1701. So if you're hearing this, make sure to buy your sections and come hang out with me and Hoppy.
And then DJ Corrupted will be there.
For sure. That's locked in.
Sunday. 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 Gonna be naughty. It's the introduction to my 30s. My dirty 30s. Talk about Pharaoh and Friends, this pool party. I have never been more excited for my birthday. The last 29 birthdays have been okay. But this 30th, bro?
It's about to blow up.
Yeah, it is. Talk about it.
So listen, for Sunday, the day before Labor Day, it's going to be a movie because we're taking the talent to the Funhouse pool party. Pretty much, if you haven't heard about the Funhouse pool party, this is the part two. Part one was crazy. There was hella shenanigans going on.
What were some of the shenanigans going on? Can you not talk about it? Listen, is it kind of like a Vegas thing? Like, what happens at the pool party stays at the pool party?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely that type of vibe. But, you know, I don't mind giving y'all a little sneak peek about
the
situation.
Give me a little bit of a sneak peek. Let me know how I'm going to officially introduce myself to my dirty 30s. What are some of the shenanigans that go down?
Listen, some of the shenanigans that goes down is ladies are shaking ass all day. All day, all day. And you know they want some water, liquor, or ones.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. Oh. that's later on.
Yeah, that's later on. That's for the after party.
Yeah!
After party.
At my apartment!
Yup. So listen, ladies, if you're hearing this, pop out, bring that bikini, look good. This is the time to come show out that summer body. Or even if you don't got it, it's okay. Just come out and shake some ass because the fellas are going to enjoy it. So pretty much that's going to be on Sundays. Doors open at 5 p.m. And they close about 9:30, 10 p.m. So we can send y'all to the second party at mine and yours on Armenia. And that's going to be another shit show.
In a good way.
In a definitely good way.
We're going to move on. I want to ask you, have you ever had a crazy one-night stand be obsessed with you? Like, she's like, oh my God, I must bother Pharaoh all day.
Nah, all my one-night stands have always been, you know, on a good note.
Yeah.
So,
you know Jamar Chase from the Cincinnati Bengals?
No, but he sounds like he has a lot of money and he fucked up.
Jamar Chase is like the wide receiver with Joe Burrow. Very important player. One night stand is harassing me. Help me out, Judge. Jamar Chase's attorneys, Jason Lampert and Michael Goldstein, released a statement on TMZ Sports on Tuesday saying, earlier today, Jamar faced filed a restraining order in L.A. County in connection with Miss Hunter's ongoing harassment of him and his family since 2021. I mean, she's claiming that he put her hands on him and blah, 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 left me stranded at this hotel. I had an important doctor's appointment and this son of a bitch left me there for four days and I was pregnant. I want y'all to know how evil he is. If y'all know the half, well, here's the thing. This is all nonsense. Look at her. Ugh. Look at her. Look at her.
Wait. Hold on. Are you telling me that the woman that you're showing me right now
That's her child's grandmother.
Oh, it's this, okay.
I'm going to show this on Hoppy TV real quick. I thought this was the woman that Jamar Chase hooked up with. And I was like, wow, he's like me into older women. No, this is all nonsense, bro. It's sad. You really got to be careful who you hook up with. Like somebody that used to work on our promotions team was like saying like not blood magic, but like a soul tie.
Who said that? What street teamer said some those type of words?
Are you surprised?
None at all.
Yeah, it's a very Gen Z thing. It's called having sex and you have a bond. Like, people want to make everything so deep. Everybody wants to be like, oh my God, like, there's like this afterlife or there's this meaning to it. No, it's just having sex. That's all it is. And if you get a vasectomy, you don't produce kids. If you do or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's all nonsense. All these key phrases. Like, I want to believe in something. I'm just saying, also, there's got to be nothing.
Listen, I feel like Gen Z ruined every good thing about.
What did they ruin, old man?
I feel like they've ruined the whole, like, the fact that you're telling me right now that beep said some type of thing like that, which is true. There is soul ties, and, you know, that's all factual. Whatever happened to the old times when people were just fucking, you know, like.
Yeah, I miss those days.
Where, you know, like, it was like high and by, and that's it. Keep it moving. Like, yeah. People, like, going back to everything we talked about, you talked about the relationships that women are now, you know, kind of enforcing now in their life.
And they're forcing it. They're putting out forceful energy.
Not even that. You can't be 50 and trying to force a relationship. Shorty, you should have forced it 30 years back.
Yeah. Did you hear about what happened?
Did you get engaged?
Never again. Give it 2 years. No. Guess who got a divorce? Celebrity news. Think about it.
Ooh, celebrity news.
I'm going to cover the screen.
I already saw it, but.
Britney Spears.
What? With who? With her main man?
Sam Asghari. Yeah, they broke up.
Oh, man. Please read the article, because this is going to be something that I don't even know where it's going to take a turn.
Oh, man. It's already good. I've just read two sentences. Britney Spears and her husband have separated after a nuclear argument that involved allegations of cheating. Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ about a week ago, Sam confronted Britney over rumors she stepped out on him. Well, she was on, I don't know if you were with me when I was talking about it, she was on that plane with that other guy, and it was just her friend. I don't know if you remember that.
No. I don't think that was me.
I think I was doing a show with Alessia. She was like hanging out with another dude, and Alessia was trying to say, oh, why can't men just hang out with women and be friends? And I was like, because this happened.
Yeah. If a woman is telling you, why can't I be friends with this dude? She's a freaking cheater. Straight up.
So pretty much she cheated on him. There's a lot of info here.
But let's be realistic. She is the breadwinner. So, you know what I mean?
Just do an open relationship. Cheat on her if you want to do that.
Listen, having Britney Spears as your wife is pretty much like having a sugar mom's. You should have left that alone, because now you're going to break up with her. You're going to try to sue her for half of the money, which pretty much right now she doesn't have.
She has a prenup which protects her assets. But one insider tells TMZ the likely end to the marriage will be a check from Britney to Sam that will settle things. So, yeah, you're kind of right.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. He wants to be single. He wants to be a hoe. And he wants a little check.
And she's cheating on him, and she's getting older, so she's like losing that sex drive. And they said that they had a very erratic argument. Bro, having an argument with a woman is always the worst, because it's just so vicious.
Not even erratic, it's nuclear.
That was what it said. Let me tell you, an argument with Britney Spears must be, oh my God, you are such a loser. You are nothing without me. She must just be like that. Like, you know when a woman does a lot for the man and then they try to claim all of his success? That's pretty much it. Like, when you invest time, that's pretty much what Britney probably is. Sam, you are nothing without me.
I mean, those words were definitely said. I know for a fact, because, you know, who the F is he? You know, like Britney Spears, him, like, the world's going to choose Britney Spears. But I know you mentioned that her sex drive is going to go low, but if Madonna hasn't had a problem at like 80,
65,
80 with the surgeries, make it look 65.
Would you hit that?
Would I make Madonna my sugar mom? For sure. I would be the sugar baby, because guess what? I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, you will. And she looks like she's really good at what she does.
Yeah. Sucking.
I mean, she's a dirty girl. Oh, so all her songs are dirty, bro.
I feel like Madonna should have been, in reality, a Playboy girl.
Yeah.
You know, like, she has that vibe, and I feel like she really, like, hung around those circles and stuff like that.
I just had a thought. She's everything that the Pussycat Dolls tried to be.
Yeah.
Like, sexy and that. Madonna's talented. I like some of her songs. I'm not going to hate.
Oh no, 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 no. You can't beat the talent. You can't beat the the work ethic that she's had. Yeah, you know, everybody knows about the scandal.
Yeah. What scandal?
With the backup dancers.
Like banging them?
Banging them.
Oh, that's a scandal, having sex with people you work with?
Yeah. It's 2023. Everything's a scandal.
Welcome to radio. I didn't say anything. Don't take my cell phone.
We all remember the 2009 Sandra Bullock movie, The Blind Side, the true story of NFL star Michael Orr, who was adopted out of poverty by a wealthy family.
Not very true.
But new court docs filed by Orr paint a far different picture.
I was just enthralled by her. I didn't think I could play her, but it was just such a beautiful story.
And that is Sandra Bullock from 14 years ago, just to put it in context.
Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for portraying Michael Orr's adoptive mother, Leanne Toohey. The Southern mother of two took in the 6'4", then homeless and traumatized teenager when no one else would. Michael was portrayed by Quentin Aaron.
Do you want to stay here, Michael?
I don't want to go anyplace else.
But now the former NFL star alleges Leanne and her husband Sean never officially adopted him.
Look at them. They look like scumbags. The guy looks like he hates them. And the woman's like, I'm here for the money.
Yeah, the guy looks like he pretty much told her, get that black kid out of my house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did him, but instead allegedly deceived him into making them his conservators just after his 18th birthday. In a legal petition filed today in Tennessee, Michael claims the Toohey's used the conservatorship to make themselves and their birth children millions of dollars in royalties from The Blind Side. The Toohey's haven't responded to our request for comment.
Whenever you don't respond, that's because you're guilty.
Back when the movie came out, Leanne told us Michael was proud of the film.
I sent him a letter yesterday I'd gotten from someone in Atlanta, and I forwarded it to him. And I
fucking hate that accent. It's like that always a racist person. Like
a Texan?
Who is not necessarily that. Who is the woman that used to make all the bakery goods like 10 years ago that got canceled?
Oh, you're talking about Martha Stewart?
No. She loves black guys. Who is... she does.
Betty Crocker?
No, racist cooking host woman. Looking it up on Google. Paula Deen.
I gotta see a picture, but it sounds.
Remember Paula Deen? And she was always she got canceled
yeah.
for you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
This woman right here, the motherly.
You know, we have a lot of real moments. I mean,
the world's ending. Wrong clip. This woman right here sounds like Paula Deen.
Yesterday, I'd gotten from someone in Atlanta, and I forwarded it to him, and I got back the sweet.
I forwarded to him.
Text and he said, I'm really proud this is making a difference. And so he knows it is.
It's going to get spicy. It's going to get really naughty. Southern people drive me nuts.
I mean, let's.
I'm not trying to start something here. I'm just saying, like, that vibe. Not all of them, because I'm part Southern, because my mom's side of the family is from North Carolina. And some of it's good, but the scumbags in the South. Are scumbags. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like the real Southern people. Like the real Southern scumbags are real scumbags.
Yeah. And then they don't think they're scumbags. That's the scary part. They think they're like the moral police. Like, Jesus told me to be a racist piece of shit. Oh, fuck you. 856-49-HOPPY. If you're listening, blah, 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 da, da, da. We would not swear on air or we would beep it, but the show's about to end. Been crazy, bro. We played one news clip. I was proud of us. I was trying to have a conversation with you.
Nah, but I feel like we really touched a lot of subjects. You know, every time
C blocking, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, the cop, the tender, the Chicago, the gangbangers. Did I say gangbangers? I don't want to say the wrong word, you know what I'm saying? But anyways.
You said gangbangers.
Okay. Anyways. It was something different today. So, you know, Hoppy Radio is always about innovating, always about having something fresh for the audience.
And you just said the keyword, something different. What is it I started with?
Enough of something completely different.
That's what I'm going for, Pharaoh. You know that. You know how I roll.
Hey, that's that good feel music.
September 1st, me in downtown St. Pete for the last day of my 29 in my 20s. September 2nd, 1701, we're going to have to do something between 11:59 to 12. Because then 12 will be, I'm 30.
Before the dirty 30s.
Yeah! It's going to be wild! All right. I have talked enough. You know how to find me. Search up Ryan Hoppy Radio. I will be back tomorrow. I'm going to do a celebrity news show. Today, I saved all the news clips for tomorrow. If you are a local rapper and you want to have your music played, hit me up.